Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Jack.
Hey,
D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with the RAI Radio Network, honey, which boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. And it also has in store 14 BRT tracking radio stations, 25 artists charting nationally on 150 independent top charts, and 50 R&B charts across the world. You feel me? And today, my people, today, I got a surprise for you, baby. We got Mr. Calvin Griff in the building. Baby, do I got you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. I'm glad I got you on the line, boo. Now, why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about the latest single you got out right now and talk to them about it.
Okay, sure. Like my latest single is Old-Fashioned Love. Like it's like a old-school kind of type mixed with a new-school kind of type of R&B song. And the song is about, you know, treating your girl like she's your queen, you know, like treating her with respect and things like that. And now the reason that I wrote the song is because, I don't know if it's just me or not, but you just don't hear that good old classic R&B on the radio and things like that anymore. And I know it's out there and stuff, but I just felt like, you know, I just wanted to write something, you know, old, you know, that old-fashioned love. Yeah.
Definitely, and I appreciate that because you're right. Nowadays, it's about a quickie, honey. And if you ain't getting no quickie, they ain't trying to get you with the sissy. You feel me? So I appreciate that right there. Y'all need to go check my boy out with that old-fashioned love. And y'all definitely can check that out on Spotify, honey. So I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and do that. Now, I want to talk to you about, you know, your background in music and where this love for music came from, because a lot of people have a lot of different reasons, and some of them are kind of shallow. I hear all types of things. But why don't you go ahead and break down where your love for music came from?
Okay. Well, my love, like, it's been, like, I've had a love for music for pretty much my whole life, but I think the exact time where it happened was, like, when I was around maybe, like, 7 or 8. I actually, like, bought, like, this James Brown CD because I've always loved, you know, old music, the soul music, you know, like, the pioneers of all this stuff. And after I was, like, listening to that CD and things like that, I started listening to more, like, Motown and stuff. I became, like, obsessed with it for summer. I forgot what year it was, but, like, I just loved it. And I started listening to more, like 90s R&B and like, the newer stuff today that we have. And after that, I started, like, just writing my own little lyrics and stuff, but I wasn't serious with it. But, like, around 14 or 15, I started posting the cover songs on YouTube, and people were really liking it. And then, like, from then on, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to, like, you know, try to pursue this as a music career. So for the past couple of years, I've been, like writing more of my own material and stuff and recording. And, yeah, that's where it started, like, probably around, like, 7 or 8.
See, that I like that because that means that it's instilled and it's instilled deeply, which means you give a whole sound, you know what I'm saying, that is very much your own. So y'all need to check my boy out, Mr. Calvin McGriff in the building. If y'all don't know where to find this man at, I'm going to need you to hop on and jump over to www.twitter.com/Calvin, C-A-V-L-I-N _ McGriff, M-C-G-R-I-F-F, baby. If y'all want to see some good things for my guy, I'm going to need y'all to hop on over and check out that Spotify. You also can check him out real good on the gram, baby. So y'all need to check him out at Instagram.com/CAVLIN_MCGRIFM, baby. Making sure that y'all going out and y'all streaming, y'all downloading, y'all commenting, y'all sharing Mr. Calvin McGriff, baby. Now, I want to talk to you about any upcoming projects that you have going on, because the listeners like to be in the know. And for new music artists and for artists that aren't really established yet, it's very important for you to promote the things that you have going on. So talk to us about your upcoming projects.
Okay, well, right now, like, I'm just, like, at the starting point. I'm, like, writing the lyrics and things like that. I have quite a few things that I'm going to record and stuff. So right now, at this point, I'm just writing the lyrics and, you know, that kind of stuff. And the next step would be, like, you know, to get live instruments. That's something I've really wanted to do for a long time. It's like to use, like, you know, the guitars and the drums and things like that. But I'm still also going to do, like, the beats and things like that, too. But, like, now I'm trying to, like, focus on, you know, the live music part of music and things like that. So, yeah, it's coming along. And, like, I figure probably in about the next 2 or 3 months, I'll probably put out, like, a brand-new project, maybe an EP or something like that.
Okay, so are you looking for anybody to collaborate with? Are you looking for engineers? Are you looking for writers? Are you looking for producers? Are you looking for, you know, vocalists, you know, collaborations to hand out? Tell us what you need, because, you know, close mouths don't get fed, boo.
For now, like I'm pretty good, like, on the engineering part, but the part where I need, like, the most is, like, you know, like, musicians. That's, like, one of my weaknesses. Like, I have no idea how to reach out to musicians and, you know, like, producers and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, LeJay is here to help you along the way. Now, for all my people out there that are listening, I need you to hit my boy up. He is definitely looking for some people to work with and rock with. For all my producers, I need you to hit him up at MCCR. Let me put it right, baby, because I don't want to send you up to the wrong place. Now, y'all need to hit him up at CMCGRIFF16@yahoo.com. If you really about that work, I'm going to say it again. Hit him up at CMCGRIFF16@yahoo.com. For all my vocalists, for all my producers, for anybody that's looking to get that work, and I do mean work, honey, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and hit my boy up. You feel me? And to check out what he got going on, I'm going to need you to slide on over and check out Mr. Griff on Spotify with that new Jones. Old-fashioned love. Now, trust and believe, Mr. Calvin, I will be hitting you up with a few people and a few connects that I have myself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, our young people. Yeah, honey, I like to see talent progress. Trust that one. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to hook you up. We're going to work that out. We're going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Trust your girl, Zach Bagby. Now, I want to talk about a hurdle that you've had. Because a lot of times cats get on here, you know, and they want to portray everything to be all good on the up and up. I'm about to be signed, I'm about to be this, I'm about to be that. But nobody likes to talk about what made you. So I want you to share with our listeners a time where you just felt there was a hurdle with your music. You thought it wasn't going to happen. You thought this was not something that you should be doing, but you overcame it. And explain how you overcame that.
Okay. It's actually been a few, actually, but yeah. I guess, like, one of my biggest hurdles would be, I would say about 4 years ago or something like that. Like, I, like, made some new music, whatever, but people weren't really feeling it. Like, they were saying, like, I guess the production wasn't well and things like that. That was one point where I was like, I don't know if I should, like, continue this or not, but kept on anyway because, like, I just really love music. And, so more people would be like, I guess, like, trying to find places to perform and things like that. I guess, like, I guess you could say this hurdle is, like, location because, you know, I'm from Oklahoma, a small town, Okmulgee, Oklahoma, so there's not too many opportunities around here unless you, like, go to Tulsa or Oklahoma City. So, yeah, like, some of my biggest hurdles have been, like, I guess confidence in the past in, like, location and, like, trying to find opportunities and things like that. So, yeah, like, there's definitely challenges. But, like, I don't give up. Like, I just feel like, you know, I have to keep on doing it. Even if I don't even succeed, you know, I'm just going to keep on going anyway.
Look, I feel like people focus too much on the quickest way to be deterred from your dreams is to allow your past and your fears to catch up with you and then watching other people. So you need to figure out, and all my people out there, figure out what your version of success is. Success ain't just the next man's version. You have to figure out what your version of success is and run for that. Otherwise, you're going to stay stagnant. So y'all keep watching out for this young king right here. Mr. Calvin McGriff is all in your ear. I'm going to need y'all to check him out on Twitter, baby. Y'all know your girl don't gas, so y'all need to follow me. Y'all need to check him out on www.twitter.com/CAVLIN_MCGRIFF and get with him. Check him out on Instagram, honey, at Instagram.com/CAVLIN_MCGRIFF. Shout out to you, King, for making it easy for them to find you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to give you a chance to go ahead and give your shout out to your people because you know your girl is a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. But we want to make sure that all your people that's supporting you and holding you up get some love. So go ahead and give it to them, boo.
Okay, my mom and dad and sister and, like, for always being there, you know, supporting me and believing in me the most. And I also want to thank my friends, like, and colleagues and fellow classmates and stuff, like, how they've been pushing me and telling me, like, you know, like, to pursue this. Like, if it wasn't for all of these people, I wouldn't even be doing this because, like, in the past, like I was saying, I didn't really think I was good enough, but, like, they just pushed me and kept me going. And also I want to thank my creator, you know, for giving me life and letting me see each day and, you know, giving me the talent, like, you know, blessing me with this. And yeah, I just want to thank all of them.
Yo, that's lovely. That's beautiful. I want to thank all of his team, too, because without no him, there is no you and vice versa, baby. This has been your girl, LaJay, honey, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio and Radio Pushers, interviewing Mr. Calvin McGriff. And if y'all don't know, my boy is on Radio Pushers TV right now, honey. And Radio Pushers TV is streaming worldwide on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple TV, and currently in over 150 countries and even more homes, honey. So y'all know Mr. Calvin McGriff is no small thing. Y'all need to check him out. And if y'all forgot where he's at, just go ahead and press rewind on this one more time and let it play, baby. This has been your girl, LaJay. One more time for the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio on radios with Mr. Calvin McGriff in the building. We want to thank y'all for listening and tuning in. Until next time, deuces.